USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is not predicting how long a Senate trial would last if the House impeaches President Trump.
It could go down the path of calling witnesses and basically having another trial, or they've heard enough and could move to vote on the two articles of impeachment.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is welcoming the Russian foreign minister to our nation's capital. Speaking at the State Department, Pompeo says Russian interference in U.S. elections is unacceptable.
The Trump administration will always work to protect the integrity of our elections, period. Should Russia or any foreign actor take steps to undermine our democratic processes, we will take action in response.
The foreign minister responded by saying the allegations of interference in the 2016 election are baseless. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The people who own and run America's small businesses are optimistic lately. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses monthly small business optimism survey for November shows the biggest month-over-month gain in 6 months. It was released on Tuesday morning. The chief economist for the Federation saying the tax cut that Congress passed 2 years ago is still creating a favorable environment for small businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Pennsylvania court is rejecting Bill Cosby's appeal to overturn his sexual assault conviction. The comedian had claimed that the additional accusers should not have been allowed to testify during his trial because they were strikingly dissimilar to the main accuser. The original judge said in post-trial testimony the additional women showed chilling similarities. Cosby is serving a 3 to 10 year sentence in a state prison near Philadelphia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Busy day on Capitol Hill as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's been a breakthrough in negotiations on a new North American trade deal.
This is a day we've all been working to and working for on the path to yes.
The USMCA trade deal is one of President Trump's top priorities and would give the president a victory before Christmas. Now, this would replace NAFTA, which was negotiated during the Clinton administration. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan is praising the Trump administration's immigration crackdown at the southern border, especially how the president addresses some of the loopholes that are allowing children to be used by adults to get into the United States.
I think where the credit really belongs, Brian, is to this president and this administration because of the focus and the initiatives that organizations like CBP and our partner agencies have implemented has caused those numbers to go down. And remember, the really driving factor of this crisis was families come from Central America because they were told, and they were right, because of loopholes, you grab a kid, that was your entry into the United States. Because of this president and these initiatives, we have shut that down. Since the peak of May, we have reduced that by 85% families coming from the Northern Triangle country.
Morgan speaking there on Fox News. Please remember, you can take us wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio News app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.